Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. On this day back in 1974, Keith Moon, the drummer for The Who, collapsed during a concert after his drink was spiked with horse tranquilizer. Or if you know Keith Moon, he may have done it to himself. He's just that kind of guy. A 19-year-old in the audience, there to see The Who play, volunteered to replace him and played for three songs on drums with The Who. He'll always have that. And that happened on this day back in 1974. Don't know if he played bargain or what, but that happened 1974. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined now by my friend, Dr. Khalil Habib, Associate Professor of Politics here at Hillsdale College. Dr. Habib, thanks for joining us.
Scott, it's an honor to be with you. Now, did you know I'm a big Keith Moon fan, or was that just a coincidence?
That was simply a coincidence, but I know you're a man of fine taste, so it does not surprise me that you're a Keith Moon fan. Talking today about the Great Reset, and, you know, this is a phrase, this thing I didn't know about until our colleague, Dr. Charles Steele, had begun talking about it. And then I see this head in the Toronto Sun this week. Justin Trudeau in Canada has eyes set on a Great Reset for Canada. Laura Ingraham on her show this week has talked with Victor Davis Hanson about it. The Great Reset. Dr. Habib, what is the Great Reset?
Well, first of all, thank you for drawing attention to this issue. Charles Steele, chair of the economics department at Hillsdale College, has been really good on this. And I hope your listeners, after this segment, will just go ahead and Google some of the articles that I will be citing, because it's an incredibly important topic. The Great Reset, and it also sometimes goes by the name of Build It Better. You'll often see that, for example, with Biden and Kamala Harris. It refers to essentially to the same thing. But what is it? The Great Reset is a very comprehensive economic, social justice, and political agenda that's been set forth by an entity called the World Economic Forum, whose founder and executive chairman is Klaus Schwab. He's a German fellow, engineer by training. And if your listeners want to know more about it, just Google, now is the time for a Great Reset. And you'll see on Schwab's own website that it's actually quite a deceptive title. Someone might just look at this and think, World Economic Forum, this must be just about economics. But according to him, quote, it is a comprehensive a revamp of all aspects of our societies and economics, from education to social contracts and working conditions. He wants a massive international regulatory body that essentially centralizes authority over all facets of our life. So, quote again, every country from the United States to China, he says, must participate in every industry. So not just one or two industries, but every industry, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed. And here is the direct answer to your question, Scott. He says, in short, quote, we need a great reset of capitalism. So it's not a movement of free markets. In fact, it's the contrary. He would like to see international bodies, oligarchs, elites, to meet, for example, at Davos, to put forward environmental policies, trade policies, regulatory policies. And what's insidious about this is it goes beyond just simply economics and infringement on free markets. He says, for example, quote, we must build entirely new foundations for our economic and our social systems. So it's incredibly comprehensive and very invasive. And I think that your listeners really owe it to themselves to learn more about it, because if this comes to fruition, I think you're going to see more regulation and more infringement on our liberties.
So, I mean, is this essentially a form of like global socialism without that explicit label attached to it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. In fact, there's a really great article that was published in The Hill written by Justin Haskins, and he does a really good job of pointing out how what this essentially amounts to is massive new government programs with far-reaching policies that are, in fact, quite comparable to the Green New Deal and many of the socialist ideas of Bernie Sanders. It is socialism by the back door, but it has three main components that I think your listeners need to be aware of. And again, I'm using Klaus's own words, not mine, so that you can understand exactly what's being articulated in the open. So there are three main components. Well, what are they? Well, according to him, the first is to steer markets toward fairer outcomes. So you see, it's not a free market per se. It is a social justice-driven mechanism to ensure fair outcomes. Now, there's only one way you can do that. Government has to, governments have to coordinate, as he says, on a wide variety of policies that he says include, quote, tax, regulatory, and fiscal policy. That's the only way you can get the desired equality and outcomes, which is, of course, very, very socialist. But what I want to point out, and I know we don't have a lot of time, is just how at odds this is with the American founding and right. our constitutional republic. Let me again quote from the World Economic Forum itself, quote, moreover, governments should implement long overdue reforms that promote more equitable outcomes. Depending on the country, these may include changes to wealth taxes, the withdrawal of fossil fuel subsidies, and new rules governing intellectual property, trade, and competition. Now, as anyone familiar with the Federalist Papers and the American thing would know that that is simply contrary to the American founding. Look no further than Federalist 9 or 10, in particular 10, where it's made pretty clear that you can't have liberty without some inequality. Now, inequality is often the result of differences in talent, differences in choices that people make, and you're to expect that in a free republic, given the choices that people make and the inequitable talents that are spread across society, you're going to have inequalities in wealth. Here's what's so fascinating. According to the Federalists, the purpose of a legitimate government is to protect those inequalities because they constitute part of our natural right to property. So something like this great reset is the equivalent of upending.
Gotta run, Dr.
If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113. wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.